Hi, this is the dictation for Mr. Nathaniel Drane, N-A-T-H-A-N-I-E-L, Flemister, F-L-E-M-I-S-T-E-R, Nathaniel Flemister. Sorry, I said wrongly, Drane. Mr. Nathaniel Flemister is here for a follow-up evaluation today. He was last seen on 11/20/2024 and also on 10/19/2024. Mr. Nathaniel Drane is a victim of automobile accident. As a pedestrian, he was hit by a car and he flew in the air and fell down. He was loss of consciousness. He underwent surgery for his neck area subsequent to this accident. And also lumbar spine in 2020. These two surgeries were done due to a previous MBA on 2015, where he was rear-ended as a driver and hit into the back. Currently, the patient is complaining of ongoing headaches along with severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to both arm, both buttocks and legs, severe pain in both the shoulders and right hip, and the left knee is also reported by the patient. Patient has had two epidural injections to the lumbar region, and it has been difficult to do the epidural due to the extreme scarring and fibrous tissues inside. He has had three sets of shoulder injections and injection to the rotator cuffs. And we have not tried any cervical epidural injection, fearing about the extreme fibrous tissue inside after surgery. He's also due for a injection to the both sacroiliac joint also. That will be attempted soon. Today, he reported that his pains are around 8 in all the area as described, including headache, neck, lower back, and radiation to both arms, both legs, and pain in both shoulders and both knees. Our ongoing ADLs are affected. He does report 80% improvement in the symptoms so far from the various treatments. The patient, please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional history and substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, kindly mention blood pressure of 101 over 56, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from a previous visit. Dated 10/14/2024, dictation number 1016-009. Plan is to continue on the treatment. I have added a prednisone 10 milligram every 12 hours for 10 days to provide anti-inflammatory healing. He was on the last visit provided with Celebrex, Flexeril, Protonix, Aravil, Xanax, Lyrica, and lidocaine ointment that he need to continue as it is, as prescribed. The patient has been informed that he may benefit from some further injection to the SI joint and a consultation with the surgeon to provide further help. If the patient agrees, I will be able to refer him to a spine surgeon. Thank you. Patient will continue his physical therapy as recommended on the last visit, and no other new therapy is included. Thank you.